Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this special Friday edition of the Hagman Report. I just want to take this opportunity to, number one, thank each and every one of you listening to this broadcast via Global Star Radio Network or watching us on YouTube Live, our YouTube channel, or listening to us on Global Star as you watch us on YouTube. I'll stop there. I just want to wish everyone to a great weekend, a great Thanksgiving, and, you know, next week is Thanksgiving week. Please, folks, be very careful. The intelligence I received, now, this is not substantiated through any government agency, but it was a call by a man that I know. And he said be very, very careful with respect to the crowded places, locations this weekend. Go ahead, Joe.
And if I can, we got an email during the show here confirming what you were just talking about from a listener, and they say this, that their fiancé, they're believers and coworkers, and one of their fiancés talked to a coworker who is a military man who said not to be in any crowded areas this weekend, basically to avoid anywhere where crowds assemble for there is some sort of a possible event.
Right.
And he said, I would not sensationalize or mention this if I did not feel it was necessary. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen. That's right.
But to also be very vigilant.
Okay, very quickly, two more announcements. I'm going to get back to Ted. Number one, if you didn't hear it, Ted, well, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Thanks, 2015. Real easy to remember, especially for the Hagman and the Hagman Report listeners. This is not, he didn't even make this available to his own listeners. Okay, this is for you guys. Please take advantage of this. Go to healthmasters.com, shop. Look at the products that Dr. Ted Brewer has put together. And let me tell you something. You can get your nutritional supplements at Walmart. You can get them at Kmart. You can get them at Minimart. I don't know where you might get them, but you will not find any better products, any made under any more exacting standards than healthmasters.com. I'm a believer. I believe that man saved my life, Ted Brewer. I really do. Healthmasters.com, but to the, especially the Hagman listeners, thanks 2015 in the coupon. That's a coupon code. So that gives you 10% off on most, on the majority of their products. Thanks 2015. You got that, everyone? Let me say it one more time. Healthmasters.com, 10% off if you use the coupon code THANKS 2015. And those purple sticks, man, oh, I can see through walls, okay? I mean, they're terrific. So that's Healthmasters.com, and for the 10% off is THANKS 2015. And also AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Man, I see bumpy road ahead, a bumpy road ahead. We're on a bumpy road. Don't let any bad thing, any event, supply disruption take you by surprise. Please prep. Please prep.
And Chance from American Survival Wholesale will work with you with any kind of budget. They're very flexible and very accommodating.
And the last thing I want to say, this goes to a very special, I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for supporting all of our, all of the people that we work with. Thank you for your generous support. Thank you for your prayers, your emails, your cards, your letters. And we just thank God every night and every day that we're so blessed to be in this position. Thank you. Just thank you. Ted, go ahead, my brother.
Thanks, Doug. One more thing I want to talk about autoimmune disease for just a second because we're talking about the immune system. And this is really important that I want to just cover this with you real quick. You know, it seems like everybody, Doug and Joe, are coming down with chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS, Lou Gehrig's disease, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS, crippling rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, Crohn's disease, Guillain-Barré. And let me tell you why I think this is happening, and I think the research substantiates it. When you get into a situation in which you're constantly getting immunizations, flu shots, pneumonia shots, you get all this stuff into your immune system. Number one, you're injecting all of these foreign proteins in. It can also happen through leaky gut syndrome, too, and that's all through glyphosate. So what ends up happening is this gets into your body and it lands on your own protein. In other words, these proteins kind of like land on your protein next to your cells. And then the white blood cells, this macrophage, comes in and it grabs this stuff and it attacks it and it consumes it. And it sends out cytokines to tell the immune system to devour this protein complex. The problem is when it lands on top of your protein, in many cases, some of your own cells are picked up by this macrophage, and your macrophages send the cytokines out to destroy your own cells. And see, this is called autoimmune disease. And this is one of the biggest problems in America today. So you have to understand when they say, come get your free vaccines. I mean, the other day I was at the movies watching James Bond, right? And I couldn't even believe it. The preview of the movie, they showed a big thing about getting your flu shot. And they had this Hollywood star talking about going up and rolling up your sleeve and getting your flu shots. I'm in there just yelling and fussing in the movie theater. Of course, everybody probably found me obnoxious. But I thought, this is ridiculous. I said, don't listen to them. I said, they're lying. I'm broadcasting. Sharon's telling me about how the conniption fit because I'm acting like that. Because you have to normalize your immune system. You can't normalize your immune system. You start having all of these autoimmune diseases because your macrophages are digesting your own body's protein. You gotta pray. You've got to get saved. You've got to drink a lot of purified water. You have to fight inflammation. You have to get off of all of this stuff because what happens is, you can't be putting this junk into your body and thinking you're going to stay healthy. You can't be running around eating junk food all day and thinking that's okay. It's not okay. Your body doesn't need junk food. When you eat junk food on a regular basis, all it does is cause a bunch of inflammation in the body. Let's go back and let me finish this thing with macrophages is going to get worse still. And it's going to get worse, a lot worse still. And you're going to understand why we have the Hagman Immune System Protocol online now. Two major components of Morgellons victims, two major occupations of Morgellons victims are nurses and teachers. Again, they get exposed to a lot of people. There have been confirmed cases in dogs and cats and horses. By all parameters, according to this author, Morgellons is already a pandemic. Yet the CDC is silent. No study, no report, no excuses, nothing, just silence. Again, I believe this is a transhumanistic research, smart dust, self-replicating technology that's being used. I believe this is beyond belief what they're doing to us, and it goes back to the Luciferian satanic bunch wanting to destroy God's work and God's creation and God's children because he's so angry that he can't go in now and mess with us as Christians, and he's full tilt right now trying to destroy this. And again, remember, a lot of times these people on the planet, they become so evil that they become their own worst enemy on top of everything else, and they start doing stuff like the Wicked Witch of Washington, Hillary Clinton. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than this. I mean, where did this lady even come from, and how can she be so Teflon-coated she can get away with all this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the same Sabbateans who run Hillary own the Justice Department and own all this stuff. They control everything because they control the money. And that's why she gets a free pass on everything. Now, let's start back over again with what's happening with the smart dust and Morgellons. Part of the smart dust, as far as I'm concerned, is Morgellons. These are self-replicating hollow fibers that are based on a fungus. Now, as I've read earlier, there's a lot of other things in them besides just a fungus. They're a close relative to what's called mycoinsecticides that basically eat insects, and they steal the DNA from the insects, and then they create a fruiting body. We talked about that earlier, like a mushroom, which takes on characteristics of the insect. In other words, they change out DNA with each other. This Morgellons fungi brings this fungus to the human DNA. These are basically indestructible as far as what we've seen. You can heat them up to 1700 degrees. You have to grind them with a pestle and mortar. This stuff is just so crazy that's actually there. These fruiting bodies then extract biophotons from the victim. We're back to the biophotons again. See, this is, again, the satanic agenda of what they're doing. The fruiting bodies then extract biophotons from the victim. Many of the Morgellons sufferers have had, background in black magic and or heavy metal poisoning. Then the fruiting body is expelled, and that's when the itching starts. In other words, they're expelled through the colon. That's why in the Health Masters program we put together, we're trying to restore the natural flora in the intestinal tract. It uses D3, iodine, vitamin C, all of these vitamin D3, K2, because you have to have the K2 with the D3. And don't buy cheap D3 because it's a hormone in your body and you don't want cheap stuff in there. You have to have a lanolin-based D3. In addition to that, we use a special cleansing herb that works phenomenally well. And this is what it does. It helps to get the body's mechanisms and immune system. If you've been on antibiotics, you've got to go on this protocol because you got to get all the stuff out. Have you ever been around somebody who drains your energy, Doug and Joe? I know you have. In many cases, what this is, basically, these are biophotons leaving your body. It's a really very real phenomenon. I've had this happen many, many times. It's always best to avoid these people. We had people before, you meet them at seminars, and that's why I don't like to stand directly in front of somebody. I always like to be kind of an angle if I don't know them, because I don't really want a big energy exchange with them, because, you know, we talked about how the heart resonance field will actually engulf up to 6 or 8 feet away. I don't like doing that because I don't want a biophoton drain. Have you guys ever met anybody, you start talking to them, and you're like, I got to get away from you. You're like draining my energy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very, very, very real phenomenon. And people need to understand this is something that's going on from biophoton level. I mean, I've been around people who basically, I'm around them for an hour and I have to go take a nap, man. I've had it, you know, and then every time they come around, it's the exact same thing. And what I always try to do when I get around people like that, I just try to avoid them from that point on because it's not worth it. Or you meet people at seminars. There's a lot of strange folks out there that you don't need to have inside of your resonance field. In other words, you don't need them around your heart energy that we talked about. This goes like 6 to 8 feet around you. They're just some very strange folks. Okay, sorcerers basically have made a deal with the devil, these demonic entities, to feed them. They're possessed by these demons is what they are, and this is why they're having their sacrifices. In return, they give the power to control the hologram to these sorcerers so they can get free stuff and control, make more and more and more energy. These are the things that basically that we have talked about on multiple shows, and how they control the very intention field and the hologram around us because of the blood sacrifices we have. When we look at why, we have to ask ourselves a question of why. See, the whole thing about this is these things, these demons, they're pretty much cowards. The blood of Christ, when you call out on the blood of Jesus, they can't mess with you, and they know that. And so they don't want to be in a situation in which they're being told what to do by you because you have authority over them. And see, that's why you have to ask yourself a question. When we always look at ourselves as a victim and we ask the question, why is this happening to me? We are victims. We must start to ask the question, what for? Why are they doing this? What is the reason for this? And then when you understand who they are and what they are, then they become insignificant to you, especially if you're covered in the blood of the Lamb. 90% of humans live as victims. Less than 1% of these evil people on the planet are dominating the entire planet. Now, we must reconnect with God through Jesus Christ to take control of this reality. This is the oneness that we have always heard about with God that all of us need, but few of us ever obtain. You know, the Bible says, wide is the gate that leads to destruction, but narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. And it's so true. Once you identify with love and God through Christ Jesus, then these demons are not a problem because they're cowards. They're not brave. They use lies to try to intimidate and scare people. They can only handle victims. If you stand firm in the word and in your faith and in the power of your testimony, which is established through the eternal covenant between you and God through Christ, and you confront them with no fear and love, they have to flee. Now remember, they're using all of these chemicals in the environment, glyphosate, mercury. They're creating an entire generation of hosts through autism. I'm going to repeat that. They're creating an entire generation of hosts through autism, because these people who have autism can't stand for themselves because of what's had done to them. The statistics are by 2038, that 100% of the boys will have autism, and by 2042, 100% of the girls are going to be autistic that are being born. I mean, these statistics are absolutely horrible. By 2025, they're saying that half the population, half the children being born are going to have autism. And the crazy thing about this is the population in the Americas and around the world have been so dumbed down that nobody's asking why and what for. Well, what for? So they can have more biophotons released from these autistic kids, because these children have no authority. They can't break this bondage that they're in. They're like in a spell. They can't help it. Their brain's been so damaged from all of this. And when a child becomes, you know, autistic, the energy that can feed these demons is probably going to be limitless, especially if the entire population has become autistic. I mean, we are turning ourselves into hosts by allowing this to happen. It's absolutely nuts this is going on. Now, let me give you some research topics that are tied to Morgellons. This is going to blow your mind again, okay? There's one thing that you can look this up. This is from the Nano Letters in 2013, and it's called Large Area Self-Assembled Plasmonic Photon Crystals. These are radio frequency crystals that tunes into our DNA that are part of smart dust, and they are readable light impulses inside of the body. In other words, they read your photons. So what they're doing is they're putting a read-write unit in you. They're recording the anger and the impulses that come out of your body. They can actually digitize this. They can transmit it, and the anger is transferred to the people who whom it was broadcast. So in other words, if you want an Arab Spring, you just broadcast this same frequency, and it would cause massive anger in this entire crowd of people. This is the nanodust, the nanocrystals. They're controlled by microwaves and through Gwen towers. And when you see these things, and I've actually seen videos of them, when these nanocrystals come out of the body and you hit them with a microwave frequency, they actually light up like an LED light. That's what they do. Yep. That's the first thing you can do. You can read that. The second one is called Artificial Lighting Harvest from the Journal of the American Chemical Society, 2013. Okay, these are just articles that you can read. Another one is the self-assembly electroluminescent double helical metal polymer. Again, that's from the Journal of the American Chemical Society, 2012. Next one is incorporation of nanoparticles into polymersomes. It's to the ACS Nano 2012. Next one is Photonic Crystal Fibers by G.T. Williams and our report that he wrote in 2013. All of these research topics go directly into Morgellons and into the smart dust and what they're doing. This thing is so nefarious and so awful what they've done to us and how they've infected us with this. It's all about destroying the population and reducing the people to basically autistic vegetables, so to speak, in the real world. And if anybody's ever had an autistic child, and God, please don't get upset with me, I'm trying to be honest with these people, is that what happens is these autistic children literally take over your life because you can't go anywhere, you can't do anything, you can't bring the kids with you if they have really, really bad autism, because you don't know what they're going to do or what they're going to say or what they're going to break or who they're going to hit. See, this is completely going to destroy the United States of America, and they're doing it on purpose, Doug and Joe, because they're trying to create more and more hosts for this biophoton absorption into these demon entities that are basically trying to run the planet.
Oh, okay, if we can just stop right there while people's brains are just kind of pulsating. I've got this mental image of people's brains just, like, you know, filling up with this information. I guess to kind of recap, in a sense, briefly recap, Morgellons, it's a bioweapon.
Pretty much.
Right, okay. Morgellons, it's a bioweapon that is affected by or controlled, if you will, by frequency and, well, but we'll just say by frequency, right?
Pretty much, yeah. And because okay. It's a microwave, it's again, it goes back to the scalar potential of all of this stuff and what we talked about earlier with these weapons. I mean, when they can allow you to produce scalar waves and produce energy for them, I mean, think about this. To use a common analogy that we saw with that movie, The Matrix. We're basically batteries of these things. I mean, that's basically what we are. And there's all kinds of things that we're not being told about. I mean, we know now that NASA says the Earth is not shaped like a sphere. Those were basically paintings that they did, that it really is kind of a squished down sphere. I don't even know what you'd call it, kind of like a large donut, I guess. And I want to know what the heck they're doing in Antarctica and why they got no fly zones down there and why Hitler had the military bases down there. I want to know what in the world they're telling us we can't go to Antarctica for. To me, the whole thing is just really, really strange, Doug.
That whole Antarctica, mess with the Nazis, Antarctica. Steve Quayle talks about this.
Yeah, and I have a friend in the military who came from a military family and talked about the number of deaths that occurred between the fighting of Germany and Americans up in Antarctica and battles up there after the war was over.
Yeah. You know, this is an area, Ted, I believe, this is an area, and folks, let me tell you something. 5 minutes of phone conversation with Dr. Ted Brewer is like, a semester in some university, because he's, but we're connecting dots here, and very important dots. This is information. Well, you know what? I'm just going to shut up, Ted. You just take it. Keep going. I don't want to rob your time. Go ahead.
Well, no, it's okay, Doug, because the truth about it, I got a bunch of other news stories I want to cover real quick, but that's the major thing that I want to cover more generally. Now you understand why I put a Hagman immune system protocol together, because I tell you what the products are, okay? We have the highest quality products in the world, okay? I tell you what they are. I tell you what to take. If you don't want to get the stuff from me, okay, but get it from somebody. Start on these protocols. Start on the supplements. Start on stuff that you know is good quality products. You've got to build your immune system. And don't take D3 by itself. Make sure it's combined with K2. That's very, very, very important. That's just absolutely critical. Make sure that the vitamin C is going to be pH balanced for your system, so you're not going to have diarrhea from all of that. And make sure you take the potassium iodide. That's so important. All of these things work together with the vitamin C, all of it, to build those macrophages back up and to build that immune system up. They're telling us that every single person is basically infected with this Morgellons mess. It just hasn't manifested itself because our immune systems are taking care of it. And they also tell us that if they hit Morgellons with a very specific radio frequency, these fruiting bodies start blowing up in our body and it starts growing. I mean, that's nuts.
It's like flora. It would be like flora.
Yeah.
On a, shall we say,
And you talked about this, Ted, and with Ebola, how they could release new strains that are dormant until activated by some other component that is released later.
Well, just like vaccines, having that. This is just amazing stuff. Keep going, Ted. We're going to get out of your way here.
Well, I love this one thing that just got released. And, Joe, you probably already talked about this one, but I'm going to cover it just in case you haven't. Nonconformity and free thinking is now considered a mental illness. Have you covered the story yet?
No.
They're saying now that they've given a new diagnosis in the Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, and it's called Oppositional Defiant Disorder. And it says that it's a mental illness if you have symptoms that include questioning authority, negativity, defiance, argumentative, if you're argumentative, and if you're easily annoyed. The DSM-4 is the manual used by psychiatrists to diagnose mental illnesses. And with each new edition, there are literally scores of new mental illnesses because they're basically doing more and more control. This is going to be used, and I'm telling you this, it's going to happen. They're going to use this nanotechnology, and they're going to be able to find out whether or not you took your medicine today.
Yep.
I'm telling you, this is where it's going. And you say you can quote it. Maybe 5 years, 10 years, whoever's left that doesn't have autism, and they're going to be able to say, they'll call you up and they'll say, oh, by the way, we noticed you didn't take your medicine. We'd like to have somebody come over and help you take your medicine today. No. Well, you need to take your medicine. Okay, we're going to send somebody over in a few minutes, so just let us know, and that's what's going to happen. This is that smart dust that we're talking about that's going to completely broadcast your DNA and what you're doing all of the time. That's where this technology is going. This is New World Order. This is George Orwell, 1984, on steroids. This is so insane what they're doing. It blows my mind that they're now saying that if you question the government, you have oppositional defiance disorder, and that you need to be medicated for it, that you have a disease. Well, gosh, I mean, I don't even know what to say about that. I mean, that's just called almost crazy. Here's another article that says...
Ted, I just want to reaffirm something here. What we're talking about, folks, and please understand this, technocracy, which is... technocracy really is the infrastructure within which it embraces transhumanism.
That's right.
We have to understand that science and technology, technocrats believe that science and technology can and will fulfill a utopian dream of a perfect society, which does not exist. But technocracy is a very narrow, it's a very narrow social, economic, and political philosophy, really has come of age with the Trilateral Commission in 1973. So if you want to know all the people behind who Ted's talking about, think back to 1973, the Trilateral Commission, but also this extends back into 1919, W.H. Smythe, who wrote an article, Industrial Management, Rule by Regulation, Not by Law, basically is what he was referring to. Go ahead, Ted.
No, you're absolutely right. And see, the thing about it is, remember, there's enough of us out who are 50 and above who've never been really vaccinated because they didn't do all of this junk to us except for the polio vaccine and the TB vaccine. tuberculosis, and so they didn't get a chance to pump us full of stuff. But they were even trying this back in the 50s and 60s with that Simeon 40, that vaccine they were giving us that had cancer cells in it, and they're trying to, and they said 100 million people were infected with that from my age. This global agenda of eugenics has been going on for a long time. The problem is human beings' DNA, because so many of us are Christians as far as I'm concerned, and we're constantly being renewed by the blood of the Lamb. Now we understand how that works, that they're all angry because they can't get it done. So now instead of doing it the way they were doing it, they're going into our children. And now they're giving women vaccines. They're fast-tracking new vaccines for influenza, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis for pregnant women, because they're doing everything they possibly can to give that child autism as quickly as they possibly can to stop the people on this planet from reproducing. Because if you have a child with autism, you don't want to have any more kids. You don't have the time. If both of your children have autism, you don't want to have any more kids. If 100% of the population having children are going to have autism, you're never going to get pregnant. See, that's what this whole thing's about. It's about the eugenics protocol. And then if they want to, bring the transhumanism in and meld us with machines, because the evil bunch is so doggone bent out of shape that they can't turn off the broadcaster out of the 13th dimension. They can't learn how to fracture our souls and take our energy from us when we were born again, that they're so angry that now they don't want to die themselves, and they want to go ahead and just transfer themselves and their energies into machines. That's what this is all about. This is becoming as God. It goes back to that same lie in the Old Testament in Genesis, when you'll be as God. Well, the reality is, if Adam would have just done what God told him to do, God would have elevated him to who knows what position or authority. He was in God's image. But Adam was still a baby, for heaven's sakes. He didn't have the abilities or the forethought or the maturity levels to deal with all of this stuff. And that's why he allowed himself to be, talked into, and Eve allowed herself to be talked into by a pretty wily creature. And the craziest thing about all of this stuff is that we all have to stand firm in what we know in the Word of God on an ongoing daily basis. When you go to the hospital and you have a baby, deciding that whether you want to have the shot for a child that had a hepatitis shot when the child's born, it's not when you decide that. You decide that a month before, 2 months before, and you tell your attending physician, the staff, when you go in, we do not want the hepatitis or the shot. My wife's not an IV drug user. She doesn't have hepatitis, and I'm going to dump all of this junk into this newborn infant. But they give it to you as soon as the baby is born. They don't even ask you sometimes they do it. You got to tell them not to do it. I remember when Harrison was born in a hospital, because we were on the road and we were in Texas. And I'll never forget this. They said, we're due to the hepatitis shot. I said, the heck you are. I said, I will own your hospital. So I haven't signed off on that. I said, that's not going to happen. That's not happening here, not happening ever. And they said, okay, well, don't get all upset about it. And I said, look, they said, the child needs to be immunized. I said, oh, don't worry about that. His attending physician will take care of all the immunizations that he needs. And which are none, okay? So the craziest thing is this. You've got to basically play the game with them. And see, that's the thing. You've got to make these choices beforehand. Like, for instance, the FDA prepares a fast-track to new vaccine targeting pregnant women. 4 vaccinations: influenza, diphtheria, tetanus, and pertussis. This is just absolutely crazy. Birth defects, chromosomal damage, premature birth, low weight, pregnancy complications, and sudden infant death syndrome. Not infectious diseases are the leading causes of death for about 23,000 infants dying before their first birthday in the U.S. every year, with half of these deaths occurring on the first day of life. Women getting pregnant and delivering babies in America today have more than twice the risk of dying during pregnancy, childbirth, or within a year of giving birth than they did 3 decades ago with heart failure, high blood pressure, stroke, diabetes, and blood clots, not from a lack of immunizations. And see, here's the thing. All of these people who have children that are vaccine damaged and have gotten paid back hundreds if not millions of dollars from the federal government, and yes, there are a bunch of them that have gotten that from the vaccine fund, they were all pro-vaccination before their child came down with autism or some type of disease like Guillain-Barre or died. Another boy just this past week, 13 years old, a boy was given the Gardasil shot and he died the same day. Died from super low blood pressure. I mean, this is some bad stuff they're putting into us, and they're doing it to you on purpose. And you're not going to hear me say anything else about this, because I'm always going to say the same thing. The vaccinations do not give you immunity, which they're told to do. They're not. The way you were supposed to acquire immunity, you get exposed to something, your body's own immune system produces antibodies against it, and you're immune, like mumps and like chickenpox and like measles. But now you don't get that anymore. You don't have immunity against those things if you've been vaccinated. The immunization that you receive only stops you from getting it for the first few years. You have to have constant booster shots. That's the craziness about all of this stuff. God put a natural protocol in place to begin with to help us with this. And so we don't realize that. We continue to think we got to do what we got to do. We take all these shots. I mean, 67 shots now by the time the kid gets into grade school? It's insanity.
I believe, Ted, I was given a shot for chickenpox when I was young, very young. I seem to remember it like it was just new or something. I don't know. But bottom line is, when I was 32 years old, I got the chickenpox. I got chickenpox.
I remember that.
And let me tell you something. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, I got good news and bad news for you. The good news is you're not going to die. The bad news is you're going to want to. And let me tell you something. Yeah, I wanted to. But, so what? The vaccine didn't work, right? Or it only lasted for a short period of time?
It doesn't give you immunity. That's the lie about these things. They don't give you immunity. See, every time they put out a new flu shot, they tell you before they release the flu shot, oh, by the way, this year's flu shot's not the right shot. Take it anyway. And you're like, what does that even mean? Well, it's because they want to put all that aluminum, all those chemicals, that fetal protein, all of that stuff in there, causing all these autoimmune diseases. Because remember, the sicker you get, the more drugs you take, and the more money they make. I'm going to repeat that. The sicker you get, the more drugs you take, and the more money they make. This is what happens. That's why they want cancer to be a disease like diabetes, which lasts for years, if not decades, according to their own statements, so they can maximize and increase the amount of money that they make, their fiduciary responsibility, increase their profits. And what's crazy about this, it says in the book of Revelation, these guys that are practicing this pharmakia, they're going to go to hell. It says it right in the book of Revelation because they're practicing, basically sorcery is what they're doing. It's like a blood sacrifice every time they give you these drugs because they know they don't work anyhow. If you have a headache, you don't have a deficiency of aspirin or Tylenol or ibuprofen. You may have a brain tumor, a blood sugar imbalance. All you're doing is masking these symptoms by taking these drugs. If you've got an upset stomach, you don't have a deficiency of Pepto Bismol or Maalox. Maalox has so much aluminum in it, it'll massively increase your risks of Alzheimer's disease. And I've seen it over and over and over again, massively increasing the risk of senile dementia. See, but this is what we do. If you've got a problem with an infection or you've got a problem with a joint that hurts, they want to give you a prednisone, or give you a steroid shot. That doesn't do anything besides get rid of the initial inflammation. It doesn't heal the condition. It's like when Dave Hodges, you know, talked to me, I guess it was about 8 or 9 months ago, and he had that problem with his knee, and he wanted to go in for knee surgery around his knee. I said, Dave, let me give you some supplements that really help to rebuild joint cartilage and see what happens. He called me back 3 weeks later. He says, I've canceled the surgery. I'm not going to do this. Because what happens is there's all kinds of natural things that God's given us in nature that allows your body to restore itself. That's why this Hagman blood sugar protocol is on our website and why the Hagman immune system protocol is on the website. Because it allows your immune system to stay strong. Hey, look, if they've already infected us all with the smart dust, and you know, may they not rest in peace for having done this to us, if they've already done this to us, you better do everything you possibly can to prevent Morgellons disease from coming out. It's kind of like this. It's like a person may have HIV, they have to have the symptom, not the symptoms, the disease, but they don't have full-blown AIDS. That's kind of what they've done to all of us. It's like they've given us this stuff, we don't have the full-blown AIDS or the full-blown Morgellons yet, but they can just kind of turn it on with the right frequency, and your immune system better be strong when that happens or you're not going to be able to stand against it. The craziest thing about all of this is they can turn it off and on with frequencies. And these things light up with microwave energy like little light bulbs. I mean, this whole thing is nuts. The nanotechnology they have and the smart dust they have now is so far beyond the realm of our minds to even consider what they do. And the fact that they turn it loose on us, what's wrong with these people? I mean, didn't they realize what they were going to do? But that's why so many of these scientists, and you see them, Doug, that develop these types of technologies, they're all off. They're all killed. They all die. They all have these strange deaths. Because I think a lot of these guys start to realize what they're involved in. They want to start going public with it, and they end up getting killed for it.
I love it. Preach it, brother. I mean, just if folks, are you appreciating I hope you are appreciating the information that you're getting from Dr. Ted Brewer. Please, if you like what you're hearing, but want to keep up on what you're hearing, subscribe to his newsletter. Go to healthmasters.com and sign up for his newsletter. I'm going to tell you right now, I look forward to getting it all the time. I mean, I do. I learn so much from it. Go ahead, Ted.
Well, and also we have our talk show on from 3 to 4, and because of your listeners, Doug, we're getting huge numbers now on the show. It's great because your listeners are listening to me from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I've been pushing your show all week that we're going to be on talking about. Well, I haven't all week because I played your show for the first 3 days, and on Thursday and Friday, I was on yesterday, and I told them we're going to be on tonight talking about all this stuff, and I wouldn't even break my own story on my own show. I broke it on your show. Because I'm going to be playing this show again on my show next week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday if you missed it tonight, because I want to get this information out more than once, because it's that important. I mean, you got fruiting bodies, like mushrooms popping up in your body, and this is supposed to be okay. No part of this is okay. This is just disgusting. And they're doing it to us because they want to kill us. And that's what this whole thing boils down to. It all goes back. That's why the CDC will not do any legitimate research, and they ignore you when you talk about Morgellons disease, and they want to make it saying that you got parasitosis, psychosis, now that you think you're infested with parasites and you're imagining it. I mean, this whole thing's ridiculous.
I was surprised when I went to the CDC website, and then it kicked me over to the Mayo Clinic and back again. But to see exactly what you said, that this is all that it's. I think they framed it as some argue that it's a mental issue.
Well, no, because remember, that's what they do. If you're a conspiracy theorist, you've got a problem mentally.
Yep.
Okay, you're crazy. If you've got a problem questioning authority, you have oppositional defiance disorder, you've been medicated for this. And this is where it's going. We're going to George Orwell on steroids. And they don't want shows like your show or my show or Hodge's show on this radio. They don't want this stuff. They don't want George Norrie on talking what he talks about sometimes. They don't want any of this stuff. Because this is alternative media. They certainly don't want, you know, some of the bigger names like Alex Jones or people on there doing what they do, because they don't want to talk about this stuff publicly. They don't want us to talk about it. I've never heard Alex Jones talk about any of the stuff that we've talked about tonight. Because when you start going into this interdimensional physics and you start talking about what these things do and what a scalar wave is and how powerful it is and what it does and how you can thought processes this stuff across the universe instantaneously, and you start figuring all this stuff out. This is the advanced weaponry knowledge that they have. This is the advanced stuff that they shut up with Maxwell with his equations they took away. They don't want us knowing this stuff, Doug.
But see, at the epicenter of all this, Ted, and perhaps this is the reason why this is not discussed in other media, at the epicenter of all this, at the very center, it's God, isn't it?
That's right. No, that's right. In fact, I remember when I did Coast to Coast that one time, they didn't want me talking about Jesus or proselytizing on the air. I couldn't believe it. Yep. They told me not to talk about it. And I like George Norrie. We had a great show that night. It was about 2 years ago now. And that's how I met you, if you remember. I sent you a link.
That's right.
You know? And so thank God that I was on with George Norrie, that I was able to get on your show because of that. But the reality is this. They don't want you proselytizing on Clear Channel. They don't want you doing that. They don't want you coming in and talking about Jesus Christ in the 13 dimensions and becoming born again or doing a sinner's prayer in the middle of the show. They don't want you doing that because the person who was on before I got on George Norrie's show was a witch.
That's right.
And that's who she was. I didn't know I was following a witch. You know, I probably would have declined the show. And the craziest thing is this. These people are all around us, and then Rush Dizdar talks about that, and Stephen Quayle talks about that, and, you know, and Paul McGuire talks about that, and Chuck Missler talks about it. By the way, we need to pray for Chuck. His wife died a few weeks ago. May she rest in peace, and they just released the information on that. But the whole thing about this is that, you know, we've got all of this information that we're trying to get out, and people are listening, Doug. We're finally reaching a tipping point. But look what's happened, though. Look at how many people are on drugs and on medications and on Florida and tricyclic antidepressants and all these different things and the serotonin reuptake inhibitors. All of these drugs and all this cholesterol medicine. And, you know, now they're telling us at the movie theaters to take our shots. This thing is an all-out attack on our immune system, and everybody needs to be aware of that. That's why I wanted to go into such detail on it tonight. They've already infected us with these nanoparticles. That's over with. They've done that. Okay, you got to breathe the air. It's done. So you've got to keep that immune system super, super strong. This is why they're trying to take vitamins again off the market. They don't want you buying the nutrients that your body needs to fight this stuff. They don't want that. They don't want you to have the ability to say, I don't think I want the stuff self-replicating in my system, and my macrophages are going to take care of this. My white blood cells are going to clean this mess up. They don't want that. They want you to be completely overcome if they hit you with the right frequency with this stuff, and these fruiting bodies start replicating exponentially in your body. I mean, this is all transhumanism. This is a genetic experiment in which they're trying to change us from a molecular standpoint, from a DNA standpoint, because they're so angry that God's still transmitting out of the 13th dimension the correct DNA and how we're supposed to be restored. So again, what they've done, they bypassed that, and they hit these kids with this autism before birth, and all these immunizations and all these chemicals in their brain. It's the nuttiest thing I've ever seen, and we allow them to do this because we get free health care, or because we get food stamps, or whatever. And so we spend our whole life trying to get stuff that we don't need to try to get the government to do more things for us, and the reality is, look at the lie just with student loans, for heaven's sakes, and the trillions of dollars now that are owed on student loans, that most of these students with these ridiculous degrees, like in philosophy and whatever, they're never going to be able to pay the money back they owe. These are useless college degrees. They shouldn't even be taken. If you're not going to be majoring in medicine or physics or something, you can work as a university or professor or a teacher or an attorney or a doctor or an engineer. There's absolutely no reason to go to school or to college. You You'd be better to go to Votech and get a trade and learn a profession like air conditioning or maintenance or repairs, because I promise you, they're going to need these people if the planet doesn't end pretty quickly, because all the other people on the planet are going to have autism. It's just crazy what they've done to us, Doug.
It's ridiculous. We are in a war. The war is interdimensional.
Right.
Multidimensional. It's a war between good and evil.
That's right.
We've been lied to for so long. We've been living a lie. When I say living a lie, we've been living inside a lie. And you had mentioned about the hologram aspect of our existence. People need to understand that, I believe. People need to understand really all of what you're talking about, because to understand this is to really energize what's in the Bible, isn't it?
Well, no, that's why I kept breaking the scriptures down, and I was talking about the 13th dimension, the lower dimensions, all of this stuff that Jesus talks about in the Bible, or that whoever wrote the book of Hebrews, most people believe it was Paul, talks about. And see, the thing that we have to understand is this. The Bible's very clear. It's the Word of God. I mean, it's so specific in so many different areas. Like, he's the exact representation of God Almighty in heaven, Christ, in the first few verses of Hebrews. I mean, it's very clear that, I mean, the book of Hebrews is so well written. It's one of the best books I've ever read. I love that one, and I love the book of Romans, and I love the book of John, and I love all the rest of the Bible too. But those are three of my favorite books of the Bible. I really love them. And I also like the book of Enoch, but that's a weird book. When you pull that one up, that's a strange one, because that starts talking about the Nephilim and the fallen angels and what they did and what they taught man, and the giants and all the crazy things they did, how they defiled everything genetically. Here's another article. It goes on and asks, is whole milk better than low-fat milk? The answer is absolutely no. Low-fat milk, skim milk, is absolutely awful for you because of the processing they do with it. If you're going to get milk at all, I recommend you finding a dairy in your state that's been licensed to sell raw milk, cow's milk, or raw goat's milk if they've been licensed to do that, and drink whole milk. It's a phenomenal food. It's incredibly good for you, and it's one of the best things you can drink. But the pasteurized processed swill stuff is awful, and no matter what you do, never drink store-bought milk that contains bovine growth hormone with all the female estrogen in it. Here's another really good article. It says the therapeutic value of vitamin C is now linked to cancer treatment. Well, they're saying it's now linked to cancer treatment, but they've been using vitamin C, therapeutic value of vitamin C intravenously, gosh, for 70, 80 years in cancer treatment, especially with the Gerson's clinics back in the 20s and the 30s. One really good article I've watched online, you know, this thing that was done, it's actually attached to this article that was written, and it doesn't have the name on this article, by Paul Fassa. And what it said basically was this guy was brought back from death with leukemia by giving him intravenous vitamin C. He was in a coma. They were about to turn off his doggone life support. They started giving him intravenous vitamin C, and they were able to bring him back. And you can look this up by Paul Fassa, F-A-S-S-A, therapeutic value of C, now linked to cancer treatment. And you can watch the entire video of this guy down in Australia and how he was basically returned back from the brink of death. Remember, we're still living in Newtonian physics in the hologram that we're in. We have certain requirements that our body has to have on an ongoing basis in order to stay healthy here. That's something that you need to understand, and all of us need to understand on a regular basis, because unless we have certain nutrients at high enough concentrations, we basically, this crystalline matrix that we're walking around in doesn't stay healthy. Now here's another good article. It says, scientists finally admit there's a second secret DNA code which controls our genes. But biologists have suspected for years that some kind of epigenetic inheritance occurs at the cellular level. That's the truth. I know that. I've talked about it on your show. The different kinds of cells in your bodies provide an example. Skin cells and brain cells have different forms of function despite having the exact same DNA. There is no such thing as junk DNA. That's these idiots who couldn't figure out what the DNA was being used for that decided to tell us that God made junk. I mean, it's ridiculous. This whole thing is nonsense. The human genome is packed with at least 4 million gene switches that reside in bits of DNA that were once dismissed as junks. But it turns out the so-called junk DNA now plays critical roles in controlling how organs, cells, and other tissues behave. The discovery, considered a major medical scientific breakthrough, has enormous implications for human health and consciousness, because many complex diseases appear to be caused by tiny changes in hundreds of gene switches. This is what they're doing with the GMO food. They're changing the gene switches in our DNA. as scientists delve into the junk parts of the DNA that are not actual genes containing instructions for proteins, they discovered a complex system that controls genes. At least 80% of the DNA is active and needed. Another 15 to 17% has higher functions, and the scientists are still decoding. The newfound genetic code with deoxyribonucleic acid, the hereditary material that exists in nearly half of the cells of the body, was written right on the top of the DNA codes that scientists had already cracked. Rather than concerning itself with proteins, this one instructs the cells on how they're controlled. It controls the epigenetics. See, we were always taught that DNA was only there to reproduce proteins. That's not true. For over 40 years, we've assumed that DNA changes affecting the genetic code solely impact how proteins are made, said lead author, University of Wisconsin, associate professor. Now we know that this basic assumption about reading the human genome is half the picture. DNA responds to frequency. I want you to listen to this. The Russian biophysicist and molecular biologist Pyotr Garevach, I'll spell his last name, G-A-R-J-A-J-E-V, and his colleagues explored the vibrational behavior of DNA. The bottom line was this: living chromosomes function like a holographic computer using the endogenous DNA laser radiation, the photons. This means they managed, for example, to modulate certain frequency patterns into a laser ray when it influenced the DNA frequency and thus the genetic information itself. Since the basic structure of DNA, alkaline pairs, and of its language are the same structure, no DNA coding is necessary. What they're saying is they can change your DNA by frequency. This finally and scientifically explains why affirmations, autogenesis training, and others just like it have strong effects on humans and their bodies. This is why prayer is so important, because remember, prayer is a scalar wave. It is entirely normal and natural for our DNA to react to frequency. While Western researchers cut single genes from DNA strands and insert them elsewhere, the Russians have enthusiastically worked on devices that use frequency to totally change DNA and repair genetic effects. They are so successfully transformed, for example, that they can transform frog embryos into salamander embryos by simply transmitting the proper DNA information patterns. This is what epigenetics is all about. They're learning, and this is what this Morgellons nonsense is about, Doug. They're trying to change our DNA.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you've got it. There you've got it. I know that you pumped out a lot of information, but I think if people take this, and I would ask everybody to take this audio file. You can go to Global Star, but just go to hagmagma.com and you can find the sound files or the video files. But please give it, play it for your family and friends. Spread the word about this. Spread the word about Health Masters with respect to what Ted is saying here, because what Ted is saying is the most, in my view, is the most important part of our existence. It explains the Bible. It explains sickness like Morgellons. It explains the chemtrails. It explains the DNA manipulation, the transgenics. It really explains everything. I hope I'm not overstating this, Ted, but I mean, I think it does.
No, Doug, you're absolutely right. See, the thing about it is that it's all about changing DNA. It's all about destroying the immune system so they can change the DNA. And see, this is the energy that you're generating. It basically has to be in sync to the Creator. When you accept Christ, that's what happens. When you connect your photons, your biophotons, to God Almighty through your DNA, through this scalar principle, it changes everything. You know, this is not the same energy that is used by the evil bunch. That's not what they're talking about here. This is hyperdimensional physics, which controls the world. You know, and so we have to understand that we can't be part of this. You know, the master composer of the universe, basically singing us a love song through his DNA and through these scalar frequencies, and all we have to do is accept him, and we basically become a child of God. And that's what we have to become. That's why it's so very important that we do this, and we have an understanding of who we are when we become a Christian. It's so, so important. You have to turn on your faith switch, your trust switch, and you have to realize that reality is only a tiny glimpse of the infinite universe and the awareness that we will inherit as children of the Most High. Okay? If you don't want this covenant in your life, then you need to reevaluate what your values are and what you need to do. Because when you accept Jesus, it's not your God and you, It's you're never alone. You're always a child of God, and you basically become part of the kingdom of heaven. And see, I don't know why people can't understand that. This is so simple. But 93% of the DNA function is basically light and sound. It's transmission and receptors. It's upload regulation. Three manifests back into God. Remember, God is light. That's what the DNA does. It's part of the upregulatory mechanism through the scalar waves that gives us tremendous energy and allows us to become, as we were, I guess, in the beginning, like children of light, which God is a God of light. And so that's what we have to understand. It's all about this. The eugenics Rockefeller liars say that the DNA is just a basic template to make protein. Now they're starting to, this is all starting to unravel. All of their lies are starting to unravel with them, Doug, and they're beginning to realize that there's more power in the alternative media and what we preach and what we teach and what we help people with than they're ever going to have on mainstream, because everybody now knows the mainstream news is a joke. I mean, who in the world still listens to that mess? I haven't turned it on in years. And every time I used to turn it on for just a few minutes, I got so nauseous within a few minutes, I just turned it off because it's just totally a lie.
Exactly. And Ted, if I can just interject one thing here, people might think it's going backwards, but I just want to mention that Lucifer can simulate light, the light of the Holy Spirit. In other words, it can appear as a counterfeit anointing. All right. So, this goes back to the work of Nimrod. Not everything that is supernatural is of God. Not every anointing is of God either. Okay. We talked about frequencies. We talked about light. We talked about harmonics. We talked about photons and Ted. So just understand that for everything that God does, for every good gift God gives us, there's that counterfeit of the Luciferian elite. Hopefully I added something to the discussion there.
Well, no, you're absolutely right. But just remember that you're miraculously created by God Almighty. You are the perfect bio-holographic precipitation crystallization of God's glorification. That's what you are. The physical manifestation of a walking miracle, through the Holy Spirit and through Christ and through God. And so if we understand who we are and what we are in Christ Jesus, and we ask who and why and what for, we can understand all of this stuff to our limited abilities and realize that we don't have to be slaves, we don't have to be serfs, that we can stand with the Most High. Because what are they going to do to us, Doug? Are they going to kill us? If they kill us, we just go into the 13th dimension anyhow, with our souls already there with God already, because we're tied to Him. What difference does it make? And that's why they're so angry about it, because they can't fracture us. They can't do what they want to do to us like they've done with so many other humans, like with all these poor children they've given autism to. This thing with autism has been intentional. I'm telling you that, guys. It's been intentional. They knew years ago they were going to do this, and they knew how to do it, and they've done it. And that's why...
Autism and Alzheimer's? This is all...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible.
The autism is for the young children, and the Alzheimer's for the people that are over 50. That's what it's for. I'm 60 years old. I have more energy than I know what to do with. I feel absolutely great all of the time. My energy is always through the roof. And the truth of the matter is, it's supposed to be that way for all of you listening. But the truth is, most of you don't understand enough about this stuff as far as how your body works. You can't be eating white bread and pork and all the other junk and think it's okay. It's not okay. You can't be eating high-fat luncheon meats, bacon, sausage, ham, pepperoni, and hot dogs that are all toxic, loaded with sodium nitrite. It's not okay. All of that causes DNA damage and causes cancer. You don't need that junk in your body. You can't be using aspartame or Splenda and these artificial sweeteners that cause DNA damage and cause cancer. None of this stuff's okay.
No. And I can say that Ted not only talks about the truth, but he takes it out in action also. Yep. I'll tell this quick story quickly again as we're at the end of the show. Ted took us out to lunch when we were in Florida at the conference, and we left one of the restaurants because the food that they served, they didn't have, nitrate?
Well, they had nitrites in all of the lunch meat they had. Yeah, they didn't have wild salmon. They only had the farm raised salmon.
Yep.
I said, we can't eat here. I don't want to eat it. I said, I'm not going to spend money on this junk. And that was the best restaurant in the hotel for lunch. And we went to a cafe, and I forgot what we had, but it was supposed to be non-GMO with this or that, and that's what we had.
Yep, a Reuben.
That's right. Without any sodium nitrite.
That's right. Go ahead.
Well, no. That's why I eat steak on a regular basis, too, but it's organic fed. So, I mean, there's nothing wrong with eating beef.
Right. We're at the end of the show, buddy. This went really quick, and there was a lot of information. And I do, please, folks, spread the word about this particular broadcast, because there's so much information in here. Well, tell everyone about our show and tell everyone about Ted's show right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Ted Brower, Dr. Ted Brower, healthmasters.com. Don't forget, 10% off with the coupon code THANKS2015. That's THANKS2015. 10% off most of his products at healthmasters.com. The best of the best. That's Ted Brower. Ted, God bless you, bud, my friend. Thank you so much.
You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me back on again, guys.
All right, bud.
Anytime, Tim. Until next week, stay safe. God bless. Have a safe weekend. Get ready for Thanksgiving next week. And thanks for joining us.
Check our website. In case anything does happen, we will be taking the airwaves. Good night.
God bless each and every one of you. Have a great evening.
This is the Global Star Radio Network. The following